We are hearing from people who are very angry that anything nice might be said about the young man accused of such mayhem and carnage in Boston on Monday. However, his friends are saying you need to know this because there is a disconnect. Something has happened. And one of those friends is my nephew, Zolan. I'd like to bring him in now. Zolan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And I know how shocked, tell this new audience, how shocked were you when you realized this was someone you knew for quite a while?
I mean, like, just like I've been saying, shocked is really the only way I can describe it. Just complete disbelief and almost denial, I would go even to say. You would never think it would be someone like this. And I think you said it right there, where if people are mad about hearing how nice of a kid this was, what happened, then they're not understanding the facts about him, because that is the kid that everyone knew. I mean, that's a young man that everyone knew.
Right. Well, tell us more about that, because you went to Cambridge Ridge and Latin with him, both athletes. He was a top athlete, wrestler?
One of the best on the team, absolutely.
And he was athlete of the year. But also, describe his sensibilities, because people have been saying, well, he must have been an outsider and maybe he didn't blend
None of that's true. None of that's true. He was not an outsider. He was a sociable kid. He was a kid that, that gained respect through a lot of his peers. And, people don't want to hear these things, and then they don't want to hear the facts, because that's how it was. He wasn't a kid that was ever in the corner of a classroom, nothing suspicious about him. And, I think that's truly the kind of the scary thing about it, that, something had to happen to him, or something had to happen, because, the kid that I know and the kid that everyone knew from Cambridge, wouldn't do these things, even if the facts are coming out that he did, in fact, do.
Well, we often hear this, you would never suspect, and this is that person. And he won a city scholarship. There's a photograph of him and a large group of kids who won a scholarship. And talk a little bit more about Cambridge Ridge and Latin, Zolan, because it's also being talked about across the country as an elite school. We love it. We think it's wonderful, but it's a very public school with a grand mix.
Right. And just from the times that we've talked, I try to represent that school to the fullest of my ability. And anywhere I go, I always introduce the fact that I went to Cambridge in July. And I think a lot of the graduating alumni from there will do the same. I really do credit that school for all of my positive attributes, and I think a lot of other people would too.
Say also very diverse.
Oh, absolutely. And you talk about. You look back to that prom thing you had at your house. The amount of diversity just in that, and the amount of diversity in the football games and the wrestling team. If you looked at one class, you would find probably five different countries in it, maybe seven. And that's just how truly diverse that school is. Yeah.
Well, this is interesting, because there are people who are asking if, because he was Chechen, of Chechen background. Perhaps he either stood out as a curiosity or didn't have friends, but...
No, because that was impossible in this type of school, because you would have... You could walk in one day shadowing Ridge and Latin and learn about a country that you maybe never even learned before. That's how diverse of a school was, so it's absolutely impossible to think that just because he was foreign, he would stand out in any way.
Yeah, and you don't know if he was foreign born or born here, but you've known him for years. He didn't just recently come. You once told me that there were 45 languages spoken in your graduating class. You hearing from, this is the 2011, forgive me, is it 2011, the class of 2011?
Yeah.
What are you hearing?
From other friends. It's all the same expression. All the same reaction, excuse me. We can't comprehend it. We can't, my friend today, I won't say his name, but he sent me a text just saying, I was in that guy's car about a month and a half ago. And to this day, not after what's happened, but if this was a week ago, if he asked him for a ride, he would take it. That's how nice of a kid he was.
Yeah. That's Zolan, my nephew, and he went to school with Zolan Sanayev, who's the suspect on the loose and is the suspect in the Boston Marathon bombing. And as you're hearing, he and other kids that you're hearing from Cambridge Ridge and Latin are just in disbelief, as are his friends from college. And it's worth knowing, I believe, because as Zolan, you just said, something happened. Zolan, thank you so much. And I have to, just on a personal note, I'm very proud of you, and you should be very, very proud of that school.
Thanks.
So there you have it, Deb Becker. He was not a loner. He was not bullied. He was popular. This isn't a case of somebody who was isolated in what was a very diverse school. You're hearing, we're going to take a break, but you're hearing a little more about the car that Zohar Tsarnaev is suspected of being in.
Oh, right. We're just getting a new update from police. Police in Connecticut as well and the FBI, they're now looking for a 1999 Honda Civic, green Honda Civic, that they say the suspect might be driving, and they're asking folks to please be careful, but be on the lookout for that vehicle. So, Robin, essentially, this search continues, and now we're easily past 12 hours.
It's pretty astonishing. Deb Becker, thank you so much for your reporting. We're going to take a quick break on the other side, learn a little bit more about what is known about the two suspects in the Boston Marathon bombings, one dead after mayhem last night, one on the loose. Back in a minute, here and now.